This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that India is fully geared for competition at the global stage and marching towards becoming the third largest economy with confidence and decisive policy reforms. He said the government is going ahead with the vision of reform, perform and transform, and the country has boarded on the reform express. He was replying to a discussion on motion of thanks to the president's address in Rajya Sabha today.
हमने रिफॉर्म परफॉर्म ट्रांसफॉर्म के मंत्र को लेकर के आगे बढ़े और आज स्थिति ऐसी है कि देश रिफॉर्म एक्सप्रेस पर सवार हो चुका है. हमने स्ट्रक्चरल रिफॉर्म्स किए हैं, प्रोसेस से जुड़े रिफॉर्म्स किए हैं, पॉलिसीज में रिफॉर्म किए हैं. हमारा मैन्युफैक्चरिंग सेक्टर, हमारी उद्यमी ये सशक्त हो, भारत की हर चीज का वैल्यू एडिशन हो, उस दिशा में हमने प्रयास किया है. और मैं आज विश्वास के साथ कह सकता हूँ आज भारत विश्व के साथ स्पर्धा करने के लिए पूरी तरह तैयार है.
On the trade deal signed with several countries, including the European Union and United States of America, Mr. Modi said the country has finalized trade deals with 9 countries and recently concluded the mother of all deals with the 27 countries of European Union.
अनेक देशों के साथ आज भारत फ्यूचर रेडी ट्रेड डील्स कर रहा है. पिछले कुछ ही समय में दुनिया के महत्वपूर्ण 9 बड़े देशों के साथ हमारे ट्रेड डील हुए हैं और उसमें मदर ऑफ ऑल डील एक साथ 27 देशों के साथ, यूरोपियन यूनियन के साथ.
President Draupadi Murmu had addressed the joint sitting of both the houses on 28th of last month. Earlier, participating in the discussion, BJP MP Maya Narolia said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, country is steadily moving towards the goal of a Viksit Bharat by 2047. Sandeep Kumar Pathak of Aam Aadmi Party and K.R. Sudesh of TDP and members of other political parties also participated in the discussion. Earlier, proceedings in the Lok Sabha witnessed continued disruption today due to the opposition's ruckus over various issues, including the India-US trade deal. Amid the continuous uproar, the House adopted the motion of thanks to the President's address by voice vote. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla expressed anguish over the behaviour of the protesting MPs. The lower house today witnessed 3 adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day. The Central Government, Nagaland Government and Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, signed an agreement for the formation of Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority. The agreement was signed in the presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi today. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio was also present on the occasion. Speaking at the signing of the agreement, Mr. Shah said that it is a momentous day for the people of Nagaland. In a setback to the Mamata Banerjee-led West Bengal government, the Supreme Court today directed it to clear pending Dearness Allowance or DA dues owed to nearly 20 lakh state government employees. The court ordered the state to pay at least 25% of the outstanding DA arrears by the 6th of next month, reaffirming its earlier directions that had been pending for years. The DA dispute dates back to 2008-2019 with employees claiming they were denied allowances despite being legally entitled to it. The Supreme Court had earlier ruled in favour of the employees, but the state government failed to comply with the directives. In today's verdict, the apex court reaffirmed that the arrears accumulated over more than a decade must be paid. India Today stated that ensuring the energy security of 1.4 billion Indians is the supreme priority of the government. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that diversifying the country's energy sourcing in keeping with objective market conditions and evolving international dynamics is at the core of the government's strategy to ensure this. In Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru have won the toss and opted to bowl against Delhi Capitals in the final match at the BCA Stadium in Kottambi, Vadodara. And that is the end of this news bulletin.